What is up, everybody? It is your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi36. I am here with Gravity Mark II on a Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're ready to talk some anime with you guys, but before we get into that, I have to ask Gravity, how are you, man? How are you feeling? How's everything going? What you joking? What you smoking? You know what I mean?
Sir, I am tired. I am tired. Let me tell you, like you know those days where like no amount of caffeine can just like get you awake and it just makes you like twitchy. You're just like ah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wish there was something that could really raise my levels of energy.
Yeah, you did.
That wouldn't make me twitchy.
You went there, yes. And in case anyone does not know where he's going with that one, you guys can go to reppsports.com. That's repsports.com. Type in ALWT Gaming at checkout. You guys can actually get yourself a raise energy for 15% off. They're delicious. I'm not just saying that because of commission or anything like that. I literally think it is quite delicious. Like, really, it has guava mango. Actually, I was just talking to Ohio and the rest of the gang on Smite right before we jumped on the stream. I'm going to have to restock because I was low myself. I had a long day today. I had a soccer game, which did not go well. And at the end of it all, like, I took a shower. I relaxed. I sat down. But I was just like, I still got more stuff to do today. Like, I want to talk anime with my boy. You know what I mean? GM2 all day. I can't pass that opportunity up. Just can't pass it.
I just had to get that out of the way real
yes,
quick.
Yes. But it would definitely be a lot lively. I mean, I know it might seem a little lively right now, but it would seem more lively if I had to raise energy. So if you guys want to go ahead and try this out, like, I mean, you could probably find it inside GNC. You guys could probably find it inside your local gas station, give or take, depending on what gas station it is. I know the Speedway across from my dance studio actually has it. But you guys cannot get 15% off unless you guys type in ALWT Gaming at checkout. Online, so reppsports.com. Type in ALWT checkout, ALWT Gaming at checkout. Do yourself a favor and get yourself some raised energy. But other than that, I know you're tired. What have you been watching? What have you been playing, man? What's been going on?
You know, just honestly, like, other than just kind of like the mainstream stuff that we're going to be talking about here, I sadly just haven't been watching too much anime this week. I've been doing a lot. I've been trying to do more studying with Japanese. It's, let me tell you, man, it, like, there are times where I feel like I should be farther along than I am, but I gotta keep reminding myself that it is a slow process. Mm. Like, I'm just trying every day. Like, you have to just trying to learn a little bit more vocab is what I'm trying to do right now. And I know I told you this like off stream a few days ago, but I switched, pun unintended, I changed all of the entire language on my Nintendo Switch to Japanese. And I've been playing more Animal Crossing lately. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to kind of just use some of the vocab that I'm learning, like just from just studying in general. And then I'm also trying to like implement that in some of the gameplay that I have. So like there are some times that I can actually like read what they're saying and I can be like I know that word, and then I can be like, cool, all right, it doesn't really help me, but I'm basically playing it with a freaking dictionary app open to me at all times. I'm just like, okay, what is that? Mm. Is that but it's fun. It's a really fun challenge, super fun. But there is, there actually was an anime that like recently came out that I've had my eye on that we're going to be talking about here in a little bit.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to like see it just yet.
Yeah,
but from what I've seen of the trailer so far,
Now that's actually, now before we take it there, because that is our story number one, and I also have some animes to kind of give you guys some reminders about that's going to be happening out this year and everything like that. And we're inside spring right now, so of course I'm going to throw you guys some spring reminders and some summer reminders, all that good stuff. But I went ahead, I've been rewatching Haikyuu.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a fantastic anime. It's a volleyball anime. On Hulu, it's actually considered A slice of life, even though it's a sports anime, it's still considered a slice of life. Yeah. So I think I think
guess
the platform.
I can see, but...
Yeah. I mean, and I get it. It's not like they have special. Even though that they talk about it as like you're having special abilities, because Kotoko's basketball does the same thing. And I mean, generally they are like you have different players that specialize in certain things. They of course anime the crap out of it, so that way it's like beyond all measure.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Haikyuu, do yourself a favor. Like, I still need to like finish the series, but it is an amazing series.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not that into sports, trust me, you are going to love it. Mm-hmm. It is. You know what? If you watch Haikyuu and you don't love it, leave a comment. Like, come in the chat. Like, just chat with us. Just be like, hey, I watched Haikyuu. I didn't like it. Let's talk about it. What didn't you like about it? Like, let's get a conversation going.
I'm down for it. But yeah, I've been rewatching that because I'm just really stoked about that. I've been watching a lot of more Fairy Tail. Watch a lot of Fairy Tail. It has its moments where it has me, and it's just like all in. Mm. I'm at a point right now where it's interesting, but I'm not fiending to watch it. So that's where I'm kind of at right now. Definitely been playing a lot of Realm Reborn. Which I can't say Realm Reborn anymore because I'm not in Realm Reborn anymore. I'm in Heaven's Realm. You know what I mean? So just went ahead and got my Dark Knight, and he is freaking fantastic. Yeah, that's a great, great, great class. I love that one. And it's still a tank. Fantastic.
I was going to say, did you finally get your Paladin up to level 60?
No, I got unlocked that job. My Paladin's still going to be my main. Like, I'm still going to focus that, but that DK is a lot of fun. So if you guys... are like Final Fantasy or like MMORPGs, highly recommend Final Fantasy 14. It will take a while before you guys get to that portion of Heavensward, but you can unlock the DK, the Death Knight, or the Dark Knight in
Final Fantasy. Death Knights.
Yeah, you guys could unlock the Dark Knight inside Final Fantasy 14. I think you guys have a good time with that. And then lastly, there's actually one last thing that I'm late to the party. But this is kind of like some gaming or anime news that I wanted to throw out there. Did you know that Ordinal Scale is on Hulu?
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. What? The movie itself, yeah, is on Hulu.
I've watched that movie once. It's been so long since I've seen it that just even like referencing it, like there have been times where I'm just like, I remember like the general idea. Even watching this most recent season of Alicization, there were times where I was like, why is that character familiar? And I was like, oh, that's right, they were in the movie. Okay. Mm. And you know what? Going off on a side note here, you know what? If Sword Art Online can have a couple seasons, have a movie, and then have a couple more seasons that pick up right after the movie without having to redo the events in the movie, so can Demon Slayer. Come on, Demon Slayer, let's do it.
You are correct. Let's do it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want to put that energy out in the world. It might be a little aggressive, but I'm telling you, man. And the main reason I'm saying that is just because like what you said just feels like so accurate that I'm like, oh, I really hope it's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm all the way with you, man. And if you guys don't know our thoughts about what these predictions are, or fully what we're going to talk about for as far as Demon Slayer Mugen Train, I think it was last week, if not, it was the week before that. But I think it was last Saturday's when we did our review for Demon Slayer Mugen Train and our expectations for season 2 and what that's going to look like. So make sure you guys are backtracking on that. You guys could go to YouTube or even Twitch. It's still on Twitch right now. And that's www.twitch.tv/ALWTGaming. If you guys are on YouTube, ALWTGaming. If you can't find it that way, type in at least we tried gaming, because at least we tried, you know. But enough of that. We're going to got dive well, inside some is. Of this. New. Oh, you found it right there, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, you're on Hulu?
Yeah, I'm on Hulu.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right. I'm down for this. I'm so down. I got plans.
Yeah, man.
Here's my schedule.
And as we are at it right now, let me go ahead and get the list of... I'm on the wrong thing. That's not the right one. Is it this one? Bam, here we go. Okay, so We're inside spring, so let me go ahead and give you guys a spring list of 20. Why is it giving me the winter list? Here we go. Spring list of 2021. Here are animes that's scheduled to release, and this is as early as March, and going all the way through. So going off with the big one, I'm not going to name every single one of these, but if you guys want to check this out, go to animecollective.com/anime-releasing-in-2021/.
Eight dashes.
Yeah. So on here, we have My Hero Academia Season 5. That started last week. So that's March 27th. It says March 27th. That was this past Tuesday.
I was going to say, that started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it started. It says March 27th.
So, okay. Gotcha.
Shaman King has technically aired today. I don't think
it's
yeah, yeah. In Japan, in Japan is what we'll say. Kingdom season 3 resumes on April 4th. Megalobox 2 season 2 Nomad that resumes April 4th.
You catch up on that.
We got Fruits Basket, the final season happens April 5th. Okay. And then it says on there in a little subtext, episode 1 English dub is streaming early on Funimation on March 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 9 a.m. Pacific Time. So if you guys are a Fruit Baskets fan, make sure you guys are checking that out if you haven't done so already. The Slime Diaries, which is really just That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, but it's like a spinoff of Rimuru. I don't think there's any fighting in that. I think it's just like little fun side.
You
stuff.
Know what? Let's just call this what it is. It sounds like a whole side series that's just basically a bunch of filler that they were gonna put in the series. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm probably just gonna have to like find a weekend where I'm not doing anything and just binge it. Just to confirm it, because I don't want to be that guy who's just giving it crap before I see it. But at the very least right now, it just sounds like nothing but filler.
I'm right there with you. How Not to Summon a Demon Lord takes place April 8th. Let's see. The World Ends With You, April 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo Revengers, April 10th.
Ooh, that's definitely one that I've had my eye on. I've seen a lot of trailers for it, and that's definitely one that I honestly don't really know the general plot yet, but the animation for it just looks so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Looks so good. I want to see.
I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level, April 10th. Higahiro, after being rejected, I shaved and took a high school runaway, April 12th. Yasuke, April 29th. I'm assuming that's the second part of it because it's out as of today. And that's what it is. Oh, and Tokyo Babylon, if anyone was looking for that, that has officially been canceled. I don't know if it's just canceled right now or coming back out, but yeah. I'm going on over to summer. Some of the bigger hitters that's coming out for summer is Record of Ragnarok. I'm Standing on a Million Lives season 2. My Next Life as a Villainess, All Roots Lead to Doom season 2. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime season 2 part 2, that's July. That's July, looking for that. Scarlet Nexus summer, so no actual date as of right now, but just the summer. And then the only anime that I will announce for fall is that Rising of the Shield Hero season 2 October. So there you have it. So if you guys want to check that out, again, a lot of good stuff that's going to be happening there, a lot of good animes. You guys will not be disappointed. But we're going to go to topic number one. We're going to talk about Yasuke. All right. I watched 2 episodes. I just watched 2 episodes, actually just today, right before this stream. And notice how I was just saying that I was tired. There is a moment at the end of episode 1 that happens, and it woke me up. It woke me up. Not for long, but it woke me up. And then
I got a love of adrenaline going.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, like, you kind of see some of this stuff coming. That one, though, I was not fully expecting the way that he did his thing, I will say. And best believe, Yasuke does his thing. But yeah, so I'm definitely excited to see what's going to be. It's 6 episodes out right now on Netflix. I still got 4 more episodes to watch for sure. First question I have about this is, of course, the biggest thing that they do is they really hover the fact that he is a black samurai. And blacks in this world are the same how it was back in the day in the reality of things, to where blacks were slaves and stuff like that. So a lot of the Asian culture, a lot of the Japanese culture is not actually respecting him. And they even kind of make it to where Nobunaga seems to be like a good guy right now. So that part was a little interesting to me, because all the stories I know about Oda Nobunaga has never been good. He's always been known as the demon person. You know what I mean? But they kind of seem it to be like Nobunaga actually does care about this black individual. He does care about this white, this Asian woman. You know what I mean? Like he's all about equality in the series so far as we see it. So so the whole thing starts off, and you're just like, what in the world's going on? You can clearly tell it's a war, but it's like, what in the world is going on here? You start seeing all these like people doing sword combat and bow staffs and all that good stuff. And then you just see a huge mech just come in and starts annihilating stuff. You're like, wait, what? yeah, it throws you off. And then, to make it even more weirder, there's a guy that comes through and he just like does some airbender type crap and kills that mech. So it's like mixing several different things. And he even has like, there's later on, there's a point that's at the very beginning that same guy that just went all on them does like a Sword Art Online type maneuver. And I'm talking like the Integral Knights.
Okay, so, okay.
And it's just like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. I like the illustration. I like the fighting and all that good stuff, but I have no idea what's happening here. So I'm still kind of, even right now, I'm still at a point where I'm like, I'm not sure what's happening. I don't know how to take this. But that all happens 20 years ago. All right. And then of course the events have kind of unfold. You see, Yasuke, being there, his right-hand man to Nobunaga. And I mean, this is spoiler, but not really spoiler. In the first 5 minutes of the movie, of the series, Nobunaga kills himself because he's facing defeat, and he says that you're the only one that hasn't betrayed me, which makes me think that there's going to be a lot of unfolding here, because there's a lot of going back to the past and seeing what had happened 20 years ago when Yasuke was a slave becoming a samurai. So there's a lot of that, and that part I'm like a little indifferent about, because I don't like it when they do too much back, like flashbacks. I don't like it when they do too much of that. And so far I'm in episode 2 and I feel like there's like 6 flashbacks already. So I know they're developing the story, so I'm of course giving it a chance. But my question to you is, how do you think the reflection of a black samurai will develop in Kyoto, which is where they're at right now? I know you haven't seen it yet, so this is all like off the top of the dome and
all on top of my head. I genuinely, there's two ways that they can kind of go about this, and there's they could take the path of having a black samurai go there and having, you know, people kind of shun him like publicly, but at the same time I know that like that's not very that's not necessarily like kind of like what Japanese culture is about. Like they typically tend to just kind of off on, you know, like they typically tend to not want to like start any sort of like big, you know, showings of drama or anything. So they're not really going to start anything, but at the same time, this is also an anime and anything can happen. I mean, shoot, there was a mech and somebody like airbended and pulled like a Sword Art Online move. So for all I know, I could be totally wrong. You know, if anything, I would the way I kind of see, and I'm hoping is it kind of like almost like a Western is what I'm hoping for. When I say that, I mean kind of like having Yasuke kind of like coming through Kyoto and, you know, everyone just kind of like shooting him like kind of weird looks, but maybe not necessarily like addressing it. Maybe while he's there, so there are, you know, different occurrences that happen that kind of like have the people not necessarily look at Yasuke somebody that can help, but like they might just be like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? And then Yasuke kind of steps in, saves the day, and then they're like, oh well, you know, maybe just, you know, like maybe just because he looks different, like doesn't mean that he's necessarily evil or anything. Like I know at the very least, like from what, in terms of like what I'm at least familiar with the story of Yasuke, was that when he first came to Japan, they actually thought that he, I think they thought he was like a demon, or they thought he was there was like, I think it was like paint on his skin.
Yeah.
So they had him.
They ordered. Yeah, they kind of like touch base on that a little bit, because Nobunaga, well, Nobunaga sees him fight. This is Nobunaga's first interaction with him. He sees him fight. He's just like, I'll take him to talk about he'll buy the slave, and they'll like clean him up. And as they're cleaning him, he's just like, how come this is not coming off of you? And he's just like, this is my skin. Yeah. So it's just, they do have a moment like that, but continue.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping it's one of those things where he just kind of strolls into town. People kind of look at him weird. You know, something crazy happens. He shows up to save the day. And then kind of people are just like, oh, well, like, you know, like, okay, like, well, maybe he's actually kind of cool. And then maybe he leaves. Like, I don't know if they're going to, like, kind of, like, have it, like, focused on Kyoto. Like, I don't know if, like, Kyoto's the goal they're trying to get to, or, like, if they're just passing through. I believe, like, back in those days, Kyoto, like, was the capital. So, I mean, if anything, like, if they're going to, like, the former capital, like, it would be, I would imagine that Kyoto might be, like, the final destination. But I don't know. There's some, dude, when you get my wheels turning, I'm just like, okay, hold on. There could be this plot, or there could be this plot line, or they could go this way.
Yeah.
It could also go this way, but I don't know about that. But especially with the fact that there's a mech in it.
Yeah, dude, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Like when you watch the first,
that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, man, because so much stuff kind of happens in this thing. I will say, like, he is a respected fisherman at this point. Like, well, not fisherman, boatman. That's what they kind of have him. He's there for transportation. He's like the modern day taxi. That's what he pretty much is right now. But of course, we know in the flashback knows that there's more to him than that. He used to be a samurai for Nobunaga. And I think that was actually even known at one point, possibly, because at the very beginning, there's a little kid that keeps on trying to sneak attack him. And he's doing it as his method of training, because he's just like, oh, you're a samurai or whatever. So I think there might be some, like, I don't think everyone knows that he was a samurai. I think some people do, but it's not clear for that yet. But like I said, man, there's werewolves in this thing. There's mechs. I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going on there. Like I said, tip of the iceberg. So,
you know what? Like, I'll just say this. Like, first and foremost, like, if this was just like if I had like just heard the plot like as it was, having no knowledge of backstory of Yasuke as like an actual person, I would just listen to this and just be like, what is this like train wreck of a moot, like of a show? Like, this sounds like they had like 20 different ideas and then just couldn't make up their mind, or just like, screw it, all of them, all of the ideas, just throw it all in there. Werewolves, sure, we're gonna throw it in there somewhere. You want giant robots? You got giant robots, Jerry. Throw it in there. We're getting it in there. Episode one, first 5 minutes, just get it out of the way. Everyone's ideas are right in this writing room.
Watch the first episode, and then like I said, we'll talk about this of course next week on All Day Anime, after you got a full 7 days to watch it, digest on the first episode and see how it is. I'll probably finish the first season by then, because again, they have the first season at 6 episodes, so I probably will watch it, but I'm just saying, like, all the way through, I would say by next time our All Day Anime. But I'm curious about your thoughts after you watch the pilot episode, because it's quite interesting to me.
I'm probably gonna just watch all 6 episodes. I would imagine I'd have all 6 done by next week. I have a whole week to watch it. I'll definitely be sharing my thoughts, especially after recently just kind of like taking a look at the trailer, where just there was something like specific about the animation that I was like, I said, that looks real familiar. Just double checked it. Studio MAPPA. So I am extra excited to watch this, because I love me some Studio MAPPA. They have been on fire with the shows that they have been animating these past few seasons. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. it definitely is quite interesting, and like I said, I do think that it's still unique to me, because again, every story that I've heard or watched or anything like that talk about Oda Nobunaga, it's never been a good guy. In fact, he was known for taking skulls of his enemies and drinking like wine out of them. Like, that's one of the things that's known about Nobunaga. So just
excessive.
Yeah.
It's a little excessive.
Yeah, but I mean, and I think they even show like a little skull cup that he has, but it's not like you don't get that image of him in this show, because just like he seems like a good lord. That's what it seems like. So very curious to see what that's going to be like. And that kind of leads me to the next portion. By me describing it and by you watching the trailer, what is your overall expectations for the show?
We're still talking about Yasuke?
Yasuke, yeah.
I expect great things. and I say that at least like in animation wise, like I said, I love me some Studio MAPPA, and I'm already really looking forward to the line work. I'm really looking forward to just the animation just in general. Mm-hmm. But in terms of story, based on what you've told me so far, it sounds crazy. But I'm having some faith. This is one of those moments where I'm like, I'm putting my faith in it that this is going to be good. Mainly because I really want this to be good. Mm-hmm. When I heard that they were actually making a story, like an anime app from the story of Yasuke, I was really excited. Now knowing that like they're kind of making it sci-fi-esque, part of me kind of is a little bummed that they didn't go down more of a traditional route of just kind of like having it as like just an old school samurai series and that made them kind of, and I don't know like what made them feel like they had to like throw all of this like sci-fi fantasy stuff in there to like make it palatable, because I think they probably could have told a really great story with it just being just a straight up old school samurai series. But again, I still haven't seen it yet, but I have high expectations for it. I'm really hoping it's going to be really good. So I'm definitely going to be checking out all six episodes this next week. And I'm definitely down to like share some of my thoughts next week. So if I start raging next week, you know what it's about.
Yeah. And I will say, I actually have been, again, I'm only two episodes in, still got four more to go. But I'm watching, I am interested in, and I do enjoy it. But there are some things where I'm just like, okay, we're in Kyoto. Why is this person a werewolf? How come this mech has intelligence and is talking and stuff like that? Like, where are these coming from? What type of race was the first guy that you saw at the beginning that was doing all like the little sort of online Integrity Knight type stuff at the very beginning? Like, what's going on there? So, yeah.
You know what? Your guess is as good as mine, honestly. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Tune in next week to find out. Tune in next week!
That's right. And we're going to actually go on over to topic number two. Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh. Something that you're well-versed in and that I am just getting caught up on. So I'm actually going to go ahead and let you know where I stood off on. Because I have not been watching the sub. I've been waiting every Friday for the dub. I know the sub is currently finished right now for season one. But this, to my understanding, I don't think it's going on any further currently. But the dub, the last episode I just saw was, there's the episode where people were going to their doors, like they were going to the front of their houses and stuff, and they were locked, or the door was already open. The door was already open, and they were like, "I didn't do X, Y, and Z or whatever like that." And there's four deaths, and all four of them like died right after that. And now they're trying to figure out what's going on because this one girl had the same thing happen for her family shop. She's walking through. She saw that the door was open. She was freaking out. Her parents are just like, no, it's closed. But she's just like, no. And it all kind of ties to this bridge that they used to jump off of to kind of show their bravery and stuff like that. And it turns out that one of the main characters' sister was actually there too as well. And she's currently bedridden. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I'm at the point to where, and of course Itadori stayed by, and so did the one girl with the nail and the hammer. I can't remember what her name is, But they went ahead and stayed by and everything like that. They walked inside of it, and it was a domain, which is part of the reason why there's, again, there's a demon there and all that good stuff. But as they're about to go get ready to take out this demon, another special grade demon came there, and he's just like, oh, you beat me here first. And so now Itadori's about to do his thing against that special grade while the other two worry about the demon that has the domain going on right now. So I am confused. I don't know fully what's going on right now. I know that they're the Jujutsu sorcerers, so ultimately they're to exorcise demons. That's pretty much their goal. I'm at a point right now where I like this particular scenario, it's a mission, so I'm not tying it too much to the story, but I don't know why the special grade demon went to that location at the same time to try to meet up with that particular demon. I'm very curious about that. So what's going on here, Gravity, if you can ever elaborate so often to us?
Well, I will say this. So I haven't actually had a chance to watch this episode yet. Sadly, I've been a little busy, but I actually have read this part in the manga. But it's actually been like a little bit of time since I've actually read this part. Oh, actually, cool. Oh, yeah, so perfect. Yeah. Okay, cool. So with the special grade demons you were referring to, was it like the one that was like the one that, and I can't remember her name, the one with the hammer and the nails and Itadori were fighting?
Well, they haven't fought yet. That's the thing.
They're about to fight. Yeah, it was the one that that kind of like had his head shaved except for like a little mohawk.
I think so, because it was this special grade was created by Mahito. Which was that one that if he touches that thing, it will, like, he can, like, make it really big, he can make it really small.
Yes, so going over that, so those were actually, like, if I'm not mistaken, actually here, for 150 of another's existence, they would have survived. So, they, if I'm not mistaken, so they were actually, yeah, I'll have to like double check the manga because they were actually like fetuses or something. And again, I don't remember if they were like cursed or if they were like born from. Let me see here. Let me just double check.
I will say that the one that came to the scene, because I don't know about the first one that has the domain, I don't know about him, but the one that came to the scene, they had captured a human to like Mahito and the other guy. That's a special cursed demon. The one that has the black hair that's always smiling that looks human. Like, he never... He's pretty much like the brains behind trying to take Gojo down. And and they ended up capturing a human who they nailed him to the wall. And they transformed him into the special grade that ends up coming to the scene. So he was born by as a demon because Mahito had transformed him into a special grade demon at that time.
Right, in terms of because like there is like the one that like has like a really weird looking face and it's kind of lumpy and kind of like walks on all fours, right?
I think. Let me see if I. I think that is the one. I think that is the one because he was a new one. He wasn't part of the. He wasn't the volcano head. He wasn't the one girl that's always inside the plants. It wasn't Mahito, and it wasn't the guy with the black hair, and it wasn't even the monk that has the black and white hair. It wasn't even that. It was literally.
See if I can zoom in on this really quick. Was it this guy right here?
Let me see.
That's all funny. Real funny looking character.
Can you zoom out a little bit?
I can zoom out a little bit. Does have like another character in it, so I don't want to necessarily like show that character unless he has if he hasn't been shown yet.
It might be him,
because this guy like he does kind of like walk on all fours a little bit and kind of skips around. But in terms of like the special grade demon, because this is only because right now in terms of like what they're showing, they've only shown what's going on with Itadori and the other girl so far, correct? Like, have they been showing what happened with Megumi?
Yeah, well, Megumi is the one that's like they've only been showing his side, and now he's trying to kill this thing so that way his sister can live.
Right. Oh, yeah. So that's actually the special grade demon that looks like the first special grade demon, right? The first one that Itadori ended up fighting, and then he ends up losing his hand too, in the prison.
Oh no! Because that one was a special grade demon to where he had to call on Sukuna, and Sukuna came out and just took him out with ease. This demon does not look like him at all.
You know what? This is actually interesting because I'm wondering if we're just miscommunicating or if the anime might have done something different. Again, I fully apologize. I will make sure that I come more prepared for this.
No,
for this stuff.
No, you're good. I'm gonna log into my Crunchyroll. Hold on real fast. I'm gonna log in my Crunchyroll and see if we could get a picture of this guy. Cause now I'm curious. Now I'm very curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too, because let me see if I can actually get a good image of this character here. Because if I zoom in here, because at the very least, because has Megumi already finished his fight, or is he still in the process of fighting?
They all just started. They're about to get ready to do the fight against the one that has the domain right now. So they haven't actually started yet.
All right, so let me see if I can find a good panel, because that was something in terms of the demon that Megumi ends up fighting. Because there's
let me see. So I think it's this one, because this is the one I think is in. You guys might hear a little sound here in the background here in a second, because I'm literally pulling it directly from Crunchyroll, episode 22, the origin. Here we go. All right, there we go. I'm going to fast forward here. Oh, no, that's not the... What about... Is it this one? Oh, let's see.
Was it the one that was, playing Whack-A-Mole?
Say that one more time.
Was it the one that was, playing Whack-A-Mole? Because I believe, there was a demon, as soon as he goes under the bridge, he encounters that demon. There's, a demon that's, popping in and out.
All right, hold on. The demon just showed up, and I'm about to show you guys a picture. Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and pull this bad boy here, so that way you guys can see exactly what this looks like. So I'm going to go ahead and let that take over the screen a hot second. Hold on. Window capture.
Yeah, this is what I get. This is what I get for, reading slightly ahead in the manga.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
I'm like, you know what? There's so much that I know, but I'm not actually that far ahead from this point. All right. I'm actually in terms of where I'm at, Megumi's already done with his fight, and they're all done with their fight too. So that's
so
where I'm at.
If you're looking on the stream, he's right there right now.
Yeah. Yes. So that was the one that I did show from the manga. Wow, he's blue. Made him look blue.
Yeah.
You know what?
So for our audio listeners, what it is literally
is... I can't believe he's blue.
Yeah, what it is that he has a big face. He looks like he's in pain. He has no eyeballs. You can't see him in the eyes or anything like that. He has tears of blood coming down his eyes. Also through where his nose would be at, you have that coming out there. He does have a small mouth, but then right underneath his double chin, triple chin actually, and on his chest is actually a really big mouth that's also spewing blood from, he's kind of foaming blood at the mouth too as well. But yeah, and he looks very decrepit. He looks very deformed. That's kind of the image that I can best describe it. Given the circumstance that you guys have through audio. So if you guys are listening on Spotify, Anchor, anything like that, that's the best way I can really describe him. If you guys want to get more of an in-depth idea of what he looks like, make sure you guys are checking out our social media platforms as Twitch and YouTube and Facebook. Type in ALWT Gaming, and this is All Day Anime Episode 16.
Yes. So that was the character That I was showing on the screen from the manga.
Okay.
Like the way that he, and I don't blame you for not seeing it because like for like a hot second, like I was like, what is that? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh no, it's the same guy. So it is the same character. It's just that in the manga, like they just made his skin color like look almost like pale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, oh, like, all right, cool. Looks creepy. I mean, like blue decrepit skin also looks a little creepy, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to even open up that can of worms. But regardless, that character, in terms of like his origin, like, so like he is connected to what Mojito was doing outside of the Goodwill event.
Mm-hmm.
So like while the Goodwill event was going on, where Toto and Itadori were fighting that other special grade demon, and then before Gojo showed up, while all of that was going on, Mojito was off at this warehouse. He was doing some stuff. He was being a little sneaky. And again, I don't know the order in which they're giving out some of this information, just because I know, especially when it comes to adapting a manga into an anime, sometimes anime directors want to change the order in which they reveal certain information. So I won't like speak too heavily on this character's specific origin, but he is related to what Mojito was doing like outside of the Goodwill event. And it's interesting. I will say, like, it's not very, you know, it's not really like anything like that plays too long.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have a very interesting skill. He has a connection to another character that they're going to be introducing soon, if they haven't introduced him already. So it's going to make this fight with Itadori, and again, I can't remember her name. Like, if somebody like knows her name, if someone knows her name in the chat, like, please.
I'm going to see if I can look it up right now.
Let me know. I'm terrible with names. You know what? I've got to say this. Let me just like mention this. You think she's a bland character? At the very least, like up till this point, like I feel like I should have known her name by now.
No, I like her. I just don't see enough of her right now to fully make a fair assessment. Because all right, so you have I don't know how true this is.
Oh,
okay, so they have Wasuke Itadori. They have Jin Itadori. They have Rika Orimoto. They have Sumiki Fushiguro. Nagi Hashino. Sasaki Uchigi. I can't remember which one she is, though. I can't remember which one she is. I mean, I know I said it because she's one of the main ones. I just don't know which one she is. Let me see if I see an image.
It's Kugisaki Nabara.
Okay, let me see.
It's Kugisaki Nabara. So that's her.
That's not even on here. That's not on this list.
You know what? See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's something that, like, at the very least, I do like her character. I do think that she is an interesting character, sort of. Like, I like her concept. And I think that she has a lot of potential. And just so far, like, the reason I kind of ask is because she's one of the characters that I just, the life of me, cannot remember.
I see her on here now, yeah.
They give so much attention to a lot of the other side characters. Uh-huh. And it's like, I know their names. Yeah. I just don't know hers.
Yeah.
I'm like, and she's, like, supposed to be a part of, like, the main three, I will say. And she and Itadori tag team and end up fighting some demons. Cool, man. You are going to see a side of her that is absolutely just badass. And I will say, because it's making me really excited to kind of see what type of she's going to have down the line. Because she is the type of like sadistic character who's just going to like give you that crazy look. Have like nails in her mouth and just be like, yeah, come here. Hey, let me just like fill you up with nails. Let me like grab some of your hair and just like do some voodoo stuff. Like she does not hold back. And I am actually really excited for that. But because I will say, like, it's just so far, like, what they've shown from her has not been enough for me. It's one of the main reasons why I keep forgetting her name.
And I fully agree with you on that too, because like I forgot her name too. We just had to look it up, and I mean, I know Mega Man, I know Itadori, we know Sukuna, that's inside Itadori. We of course know Gojo. We can't forget Gojo. You know what I mean? And but I mean, like, and then for some of the other characters we think are really cool too, like the panda. I don't remember his name, but at the same time, I don't really see. Is his name just Panda?
It's just straight up Panda.
I thought he had a different name too as well. I thought they just called him Panda, but he had a different name.
Oh, it's so, just straight up Panda.
Well, there you go. I mean, I know Maki, but that's because
exactly
she's fantastic, but also because I like it when certain animes cross over their BA characters. So Maki from Fire Force is a dog, and then you have Maki inside Jujutsu Kaisen, and she's a dog. Same thing from Betty Maru from That Time I Got Reincarnated as Slime, and ironically Fire Force. Betty Maru is a dog in both of them. So I like it when they do stuff like that. And that's exactly what's going on right now. So that's why I know Maki. Love her to death. Like I said, Megami's legit. Itadori's legit. I keep forgetting the girl's name. And I think eventually it's going to hit. And it's going to be like, okay, that's who that is. She's dope. She's cool. I still like her. But yeah, there's just not enough involvement as of right now. So I agree.
And that was really why I asked. Because I'm just like, why is it that like character is like supposed to be like the third, like, of the main three characters, and for the life of me, I can't remember her name. And I think you hit the nail on the head, pun unintended, which was just that she just hasn't really gotten enough, like, she just hasn't gotten enough, like, significant screen time, which we're definitely going to see some changes for that coming up here within the next episode. So, super excited to, first of all, catch up to this episode.
Yeah.
Definitely super, really excited to actually check out next week's episode, because that is going to be really, really good. I hope that they get the whole fight in there. They might end up taking up two episodes if they keep going back and forth between, Megumi and Itadori, but it's going to be really good.
Speaking of things that's switching it up, one thing I did not expect them to switch up the way that they did was Mushoku Tensei. Like, the last episode. So, first, same thing for Mushoku Tensei. I've been waiting for the dubs versus the subs. It's not because I don't like the show enough to watch the subs. I don't mind watching the subs, but it has to be like an anime that I'm just like, I cannot wait. Like, that time I got reincarnated as a slime, once that comes out, I'm watching it. You know what I mean? I'll watch it again in dub, but I'm watching it as it's coming out. Right now, I'm watching Seven Deadly Sins. That comes out every Wednesday / Thursday, because the Japanese time is a little bit different, everything like that. Comes out every Wednesday. So I'm up to date on Seven Deadly Sins anime too. So and you guys can also be that way as well. If you guys just go to our YouTube page, ALWT Gaming, and literally there's like a playlist there, and we label it for Seven Deadly Sins Season 4. So that's currently out right now, and this is after the Ten Commandments saga and after all that good stuff. So everything that's on Netflix, it's after that. So you guys are in good hands. But anyway, so like I've been like, there's certain like Rising of the Shield Hero, that's going to be one that if it's not dubbed day and date, I'm going to be watching it in sub, and that's okay. Demon Slayer, watch that whole thing in dub. So it's not anything like that. It has to blow my mind expectation wise. Jujutsu Kaisen's really good, but I can wait for the dub to come out. Same thing for Mushoku Tensei. I can't wait for the dub to come out. But Mushoku Tensei is getting to that point where I might just go ahead and start watching the sub. And that's a two-point. One reason is because it's getting really good. And then the second reason is because the dub, the way it drops, is unpredictable. Because it comes out normally on Sunday. And for the past couple of drops that I have for dub, it would come out on Sunday, and then that following Sunday, it wouldn't drop anything. But then it would drop that following Sunday after that, but then the Sunday after that, it didn't drop anything, and then the Sunday after that, it did drop. So if that pattern is continuing, then that means tomorrow we're not getting anything because we just said something this past Sunday. I'm hoping that that's not the case, because I'm looking forward to the next point of this, because I'm telling you, that Malene, that Beast Girl, the warrior, oh, she's going in right now. She is going in right now. Yeah, like another world, another sorcerer just coming on over to go ahead and take out Rudeus and the girl. It's not Elza. I can't remember what her name is. Iris. Yeah, so like
I watched Japanese, so like they pronounce it Aries. So
yeah, so yeah, they're coming out,
probably pronounce something different.
They're coming out over really to kill Rudeus because he went ahead and did a spell to show them, and they're like, oh well, he's doing this or whatever and whatever like that. So you see Mylene just go in, and she is like protecting, and whoo, I'm telling you, boy, it is something else. And this is what I've been waiting for. Because this is the whole, there's, of course, the perviness that's inside the show. It happens. And I just watched... side note, real quick side note. The latest episode of Hidden Dungeon Only I Can Enter, that's straight up fan service all the way. The entire episode is fan service.
I mean, let's be honest. It's borderline hentai. In terms of plot, like I mean, by the time I really just was just like, I kind of just got to that point, I was like, you know what, I'm already this far into it, I'm just gonna just wrap this up and I'm just gonna keep watching it. In terms of plot, there's no plot. Like, there's like a very vague plot, but it's just vague enough to like keep the story going, to just add in more excuses to like just throw in more fan service. And I'm not gonna judge. If you're into that, that's fine. I was perfectly fine with it. You just gotta accept it for what it is, and just know that it's not like something that, if you want something very plot heavy, not the right show. But if you just want to sit down, and you're just like, you know what, I just want to turn my brain off, and I just want some dumb fan service, and I want some dumb power fantasy experience. Yeah, sure. Go for it. That's right up your alley.
It is harem for galore. Harem galore. But yeah, I just had to throw that out there because...
harem contest.
yeah, they did. I had to throw that out there because there's some episodes that kind of give that vibe of Mushoku Tensei, because the main character is a perv. His dad is someone that just can't keep it in his pants. You know what I mean? Like there's stuff like that happens, but there's still good character building and plot building that's up to it. Now we're at a point to where we're seeing what Mylene can do. She's not just like eye candy. You know what I mean? Like a fit piece of eye candy. She is fit for a reason, and she showed that reason this past Sunday, and I cannot wait to see what that outcome is going to be at, because the way that this last episode ended literally was a big white flash. We have no idea what's happening, and now's the next episode. So, yeah. Have you got fully caught up on the sub, or have you been watching the dub? Mushoku Tensei.
So, I'm fully caught up on the sub. I've already watched episode 11, which is their mid-season finale. So I believe that they should have a part two, coming this fall is when they're going to have a part two to it. So I'm really excited for that. I'm also reading the manga, so I'm also going to be catching up on that as well, because I can't wait till fall. It's good, I will say, because it looks like they just dropped episode 8, which is when they have Aries' 10th birthday.
Well, this is...
I'm not mistaken.
This will be Rudeus's. They have Rudeus's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Rudeus, yeah, this is Rudeus' 10th birthday. Because
Aries just had her birthday. You know what? Now, yeah.
You know what? I might actually have to like rewatch some of this, because it's been like a couple weeks. It's been like maybe a month or so since I've seen it, because I binged it. And you know what? You know what? I'm not even going to talk about my problems with binging. I love binging, but like sometimes it's just sometimes like the trade off is that like you get like the pro is that like you get the whole story and it's really great. Con is that like you just forget so much so fast. So this show definitely warrants a rewatch for me. So I'm definitely going to be rewatching it. I'm probably going to like rewatch it in the dub, because I've already seen like the first like I think three like four or five episodes in the dub, and I've said this before, dub for this really good. Dub is really good. I've been very impressed with the dub performance for this. I mean, obviously, like the Japanese performance is also really amazing. But considering that, you know, the English dubs haven't always been that good, this dub is actually really, really good. So I'm probably going to be rewatching it. But, oh yeah, it's the orb that's hovering over the city.
Yeah.
And Rudy's just like, hey, what's that? And they're like, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. And so it's very interesting what's going on there. And like I said, it's very fortunate that they have Malene there, because if she was not there, Rudeus and Iris probably both would have been dead. At least Rudeus, he would have been dead for sure, because that came in super fast and Malene's god mode just kicked in and she was able to defend them, and it was a sight to be seen or unseen, because it was really hard to keep up with them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it goes straight up flashes of just seeing them, just kind of like just appear and disappear, reappear in other spots, and it shows like I think she's like, oh, what is it? She's like a king level.
She's god level.
I don't remember like the. Whatever she is, she's like super high level when it comes to sword fighting. So she's really high up there. And this is actually the turning point. And I believe I mentioned this in a previous podcast with this, but this is kind of like that turning point where it starts to take the daily lives of the characters. They're just kind of doing their thing. We're just kind of following their story. And it starts to, it kicks it up a couple notches. And it actually starts to feel like a regular isekai, which I'm not mad about. Because even with the episodes that take place after this, still has that same vibe of just following them along and just kind of showing what they're doing. But like it, I will say, like, yeah, this episode is definitely a turning point in terms of the plot. It's definitely going to be picking up. We're going to be seeing a lot more development from both Rudeus and Ares. And starting in the next episode, we're going to be meeting a new character.
Yeah. I looked ahead to see how many episodes there were, and I think that there's two new characters that I'm looking forward to see. One of them I thought was Sylphiette, but it's not. I thought it was Sylphiette when she was older. That's what I thought it was for a minute, but it's definitely not. You actually see Sylphiette, and she is a little older, but she's growing at the same pace as Rudeus, as it makes sense. You get to see Rudeus's mm-hmm. two sisters in this last episode too, which I thought was really cool. Go ahead.
You know, I was gonna say, like, the one thing that like kind of bothered me a little bit was that the daughter of the maid was also a maid. Yeah. I'm like, come on, like, you're gonna do like, what are you doing?
I think at that point it was not fair. I think at that point that might be one of those things where it's just like, hey, like, I owe you my life, because I could have died going back if you had sent me home. So now, like, I'm going to serve you under this household, and all my lineage will be serving you or whatever like that. Like, that's kind of how I kind of interpreted it.
I guess, like, and just putting yourself in that world, I guess, like, if that's like your culture and that's how it works, sure, fine. Me personally, I laughed at it at first, but I was also like, come on, what are you doing? Like, just because the mom's a maid, you're going to force this little girl to be a maid too?
Like, unless she wanted to do it. Like, well, if she's just like, I want to be like mommy.
It's like, you know what? Like, that is your fault. You, like, your fault, daddy, that you, she's here. Like, treat her like your daughter, not like she's just like your maid's daughter. Come on. Like, come on. Like, let's be fair here.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
As much of a sleazebag as Paul was during those particular episodes and time period and all that good stuff, I'm very curious to see how he's going to fight, though. Like, I want to see him fight. Like, because right now, he's pissed because he can't see Rudy's birthday. Like, he wanted to be there. He wanted to go ahead and celebrate with his son, but these demons or monsters just keep on coming out of the woodwork. And it's keeping them at bay. And there's something's telling me that something big is coming. And I'm very curious to see what that's going to be.
And I'll say this. I'm also curious to see that as well. What I've seen so far, they haven't really shown him very much. And they don't really show his family too much after this episode. So it's really going to be focusing on him and Ares moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
At least like for the next couple episodes. But I completely agree with you. I am actually super excited, because now that the plot's starting to really heat up, and it's going to be a lot more combat based. We're going to be seeing a lot more action, a lot more magic, a lot more sword fighting. I'm curious to see, honestly, I'm curious to see both of Rudy's parents kind of like get back into their element as adventurers.
Yeah.
And just kind of like make an entrance and just be like, oh shoot, like, well, I forgot, like they're not just like mom and dad. They're like high level adventurers.
Yeah.
Like they have a lot of experience. And so that's, you know, like just, you know, one of those moments where like, oh, you know, Gohan's just doing his thing. And then Goku's just like, oh, what's up?
Yeah.
Like I'm here.
Yeah, I definitely am very excited to see what's going to happen next. And I really hope the dub version comes out tomorrow for Mushoku Tensei. If not, I might have to reconsider going ahead and watching the sub and just getting it out of my system and then rewatching it in dub as it comes out later on. One thing that I have been kind of about right now is My Hero Academia. And I say that because it has a history, and Sword Art Online did the same thing, to be honest with you, which is the reason why I think a lot of people in the earlier time period that were recommending it to me was just like, once you get to the guns, just stop. Because, yeah, literally, that was the recommendation, because I was out there like,
guns and just yeah, give up. It's not even worth it.
Yeah, because even so like, a little backstory, and I think I may have said this before, but go ahead and say it again, just so you guys don't have to dig through episodes of which one I said it on. My history with Sword Art Online was kind of similar to how my history was with Final Fantasy VII original. And what it was, I would try it. I was watching Sword Art Online. Watched probably like the first three or four episodes, and it just did not grab me. I just wasn't into it. I put it to the side, and then I would start it again maybe a year later, and still nothing. There was a time period where an incident had happened and my wife was in the hospital, and so I was at home cleaning up everything after I went to go see her. She was fine. Everything turned out to be okay, but it was one of those things where I wanted to make sure the house was right, the house was good. So I would turn on Sword Art Online, just had it playing in the background, right? I wasn't expecting me to be engaged to it. When it got to like episode 6, 7, that's when it shifted. And I was like, okay, this is actually interesting. This is good. And I think part of the reason why is because the pacing for me in that show was going a lot quicker than I was actually anticipating. So like episode 1 is an introduction to a whole new synopsis. Episode 2, they've been in the world for a year or a couple months now at this point. Episode 3, it's been another couple months. Episode 4, they're pacing it a little bit differently. But when I was able to take off the goggles and actually take a look to see what was going on, if you paid close attention to Kirito, his gear is changing each episode all the way until they get to the end point to where, well, I won't spoil it because you guys are going to decide to watch all that good stuff. But yeah, but...
I mean, how long has it been out, though?
It's been out, but I that one is one that even though so it's timeless, it's timeless for me. So I don't... So anybody anyone that's trying to get into Sword Art Online, I highly recommend it. But yeah, but that one, it didn't get good until the 7th episode for me. And that's when I started getting into it. Then that kind of went straight into arc two, which was the Alfheim. And so I still looped that in with season one because stuff happens in season one that goes inside season two, and it meshes so perfectly that I didn't feel like it really slowed down. Like, it slowed down a little bit, but it didn't slow down drastically like it did for GGO, which is the third one. That one was technically the start of season two. And that one slowed down so drastically. It was like you're starting all the way over again. So it felt really grindy and all that good stuff. I was able to see what people were talking about. And I was at a point where I was just like, you know what? I get it. I see what they're doing. I don't like it. And I was ready to go ahead and write it off. But I loved the first season so much. I was just like, all right, I at least owe it till the end of the second season in its entirety in there. But when I got to episode 8, of GGO, I was watching it like at 2 a.m. I was falling asleep. The very last couple seconds of that episode 8 gave me chills, and I just stayed up all night and just watched the rest of it because it got really, really, really good. And then it just kept on picking up. The mystery was going on. Went all the way through. And then Mother's Rosario tugged at my heartstrings like none other.
Like, don't you get me started on Mother's Rosario, man.
Yeah, yeah. So
Mother's Rosario is my favorite arc.
Yeah.
It is You know what? Like, you want a good cry? Like, if you ever just need a good cry, just go and watch Mother's Rosario. You know what? Just watch the last episode of the Mother's Rosario arc.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet because there's still a development. Like, I don't blame you every single time. Yeah, I didn't, but I got really close. Like, it's one of those where it's just like it really really gets you. I was a little off put when I was hearing about it because it was just going to be all about Asuna, and I was just like, all right, well, I don't know how I feel about that. But they did it really well, and it was really really good, and I really enjoyed it. And I went back and I told my buddies about it that got me onto Sword Art Online that told me to stop at GGO, and I was like, guys, did you guys finish GGO? And they both said no. And I was like, finish it. Do yourself a favor and finish it. And they went back, they finished it, and they came back to me, and they're like, GGO is my favorite arc now. Like, that's my favorite arc. I was like, dude, that one was fantastic. So I say all that to say, why did I bring that up? Why did I bring up Sword Art Online? We went super.
I was gonna say,
I say that because of My Hero Academia is doing the same thing. To where season one, it starts off as building up. Then season two, drops. Then it starts building up. Season three was the one that actually was a good transition and stayed up. But then going inside season four, dropped. And then it's building up. And now we're at a point, season five, we're at right now, and it just dropped, and they're just doing another exam with another class. So it's just like, some of the fights are cool, and it's interesting, and it's entertaining, but it's not like up here. You know what I mean? It's not right there right now. I know it's going to get there, but it's just at that grind, and that's what I'm talking about when I was referencing Sword Art Online. It literally did the same thing to Sword Art Online. Started off slow, building up character, got really, really, really good, then GGO. Then started off slow, building up character, got really, 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 really good, and the ordinal scale got really, 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 really good, and then season three, which is the alicization, got really, really slow. And then started building up, and then once you got to Integrity Nights all the way until the end, it just stayed up, but it took a lot of building up. So it kept on doing that, like, recycling, which is not really, I would assume, a fan favorite when it comes to anime watching. And that's why some people feel the way they do about My Hero Academia, a.k.a. myself as well.
And I don't blame you with this arc. Just because, I'm fully caught up on the manga. So just kind of watching, like, just kind of, like, seeing the episodes that have come out. I already knew well ahead of time that, like, I was so excited for everything that I was seeing past this point, because I will say this point is a launching point for so many crazy things down the line. It's just that they spend way too much time on all of these other characters, and it's not important. It's just not important. It's bloat is what it is. And I feel bad because, like, on one hand, it's kind of neat to, like, see what class, you know, 1B is doing. It's kind of neat to see how that, you know, like, this class is so determined to keep up with class 1A that they're like, you know what, like, you guys have been through all these life and death situations, but that doesn't mean, like, crap. We are, like we're right on your tail, and if anything, we're just as good as you are. And on one hand, like, I like that rivalry. I like that kind of character building, and I like that they're giving the time to each of these characters to really make them seem important. Sad truth of the matter, though, is that they're not that important. They're really not. Like, on all honesty, again, like, you could take half of class 1A and just designate those characters as the main characters, and you could just let all the other ones go, and it would still be just as good. Like, I promise you, it would still be just as good. And it's sad because I know that this is the part of the season that's gonna lag, because I know that, like, the past several episodes, it's just been nothing but mock battles.
Yeah.
Nothing but mock battles. There's been no character development whatsoever, and it just stagnates. And even when I was reading the manga for this part, I remember I was like, oh, This is so slow. This is so slow. What is the, what is going on?
Yeah.
Because I think at this, at that point, when I was reading the manga, I think I had already caught up to it at that point. So I had to like read it weekly. And I was like, oh, oh, this is, oh, this is so slow. This is so painfully slow. And it was just such a hard time just keeping up with it. But if I'm not mistaken, did they say that Deku's group was up next?
No. They just wrapped up Momo's group. They just wrapped up her group. And so okay. we saw the outcome of that, which I won't spoil since that just came out today. I'll give you guys at least a full week before we spoil that one. But yeah, yeah, they just announced that one, and it was cool. And the pacing of the show, cool. Yeah, the pacing of the show. I am convinced that we're not going to get to any major plotline stuff until maybe the first Saturday of June. That's kind of how it feels, and even then, they're mm-hmm. you know they're gonna go ahead and drown out Deku's part, so that might even be me being generous. So yeah, it's just at a point right now where it's just really dry. It's entertaining to watch. It's something to look forward to on a Saturday. It's something new. It's still giving you My Hero Academia. You're able to see how these characters developed and how they got stronger, but it's still not exactly what you want. Because it has nothing to do with the League of Villains. It doesn't, you don't really see any other stuff. You don't even see Stain right now. I know you're going to see Stain again at some point. I just know you're going to. But yeah, I don't know. It's at a point right now where it's just like, all right, I wouldn't recommend this as a first time watcher unless they have never ever seen this before. Then maybe they can start at episode one of season one. And by the time they get caught up, then it will start being good for season five. So
it is really just kind of lagging. It's a really just a slow part, and that's a lot of, from what I've seen with just Battle Shonen in general, that tends to be a kind of a issue story, is that like they have these parts that are just banger parts. They're just amazing, 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 amazing. And then they'll have like a training arc or a mini mock battle arc. And it just slows the story down to a crawl mm-hmm. where it's just like, where like if you're just driving a car, it's just like, whoa, shoot. Okay, now we're just grandma, yeah. Like old grannying it. And all of a sudden, oh, shoot. And then it just like, it gets, and that's something that like, I want to feel just a consistent speed the entire time. Yeah. Like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Hunter, like didn't ever really slow down. Like there are parts that kind of slowed down, but like for the most part, like Hunter, like kept like a consistent, just fluid movement throughout the story. Like the plot was always progressing forward at a pretty relative speed the entire time. Like it was a constant speed. Felt very fluid. It felt good. And you could even say that about Mushoku Tensei, is that like, while yes, it is kind of taking its time, the show's breathing. It's going at a consistent pace. It's not doing this like speed up and then slow down and then speed up again and then slow down. And that's honestly what I know about the next arcs coming up. That's kind of what we're going to be seeing, unfortunately, is we're going to be seeing these quick speed ups and then, you know, slow down, speed up again, and then it's going to slow down.
Yeah.
But again, I know what happens. Again, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm not going to spoil it. As soon as Deku's group gets up, attention, it's going to happen. It's going to go down. And like I said, I was telling you, like, just like, I think like just like this past week, what they're showing in the manga now is making me completely rethink the series. It's making me pay attention to the movies.
Yeah, yeah, you told me, like, that, yeah.
It is that thick. The plot is that thick where I'm like, shoot, I gotta go watch the movies now. I gotta make sure that I'm paying attention to the movies just to make sure that I'm getting all the information that I can. It's gonna get good. It's just that I hate telling people that. I hate telling people, oh, just wait through this boring part. It's gonna get better. I want to be able to tell people, hey, watch this. It is going to be a great time the entire time. It's just that right now, it's just like mock battles for characters that, like, again, I love the characters. I like that they're giving these characters their time to shine, and they're really like not necessarily like leaving them as background characters. But at this point, I'd rather just them just be boring background characters. At the very least, Class 1B, I don't need to know about them. I don't care about them. They haven't done, again, I'm caught up in the manga. They haven't done a single important thing. Like, really, like, they have not done very many important things. Maybe, like, they, like, a couple people here and there have made one or two appearances, but that's it. You could have substituted them out for other heroes, or you could have just dropped that part of the story altogether, and it still would have been just as good. It's just like, come on, like, and it's because I know the meat. It's juicy. Let me tell you, this meat is juicy. It's I can't wait. Like I told you guys, 2022 is gonna be lit.
And then 2022 is gonna be lit. And again, that's him going off of. We're halfway through 2020, almost halfway through 2021. So he's saying in a whole another year, that's when we're gonna go and get the good stuff. That's when we're gonna get the grits and the gravy and all that good stuff.
I will say this: you did mention the League of Villains. League of Villains does come up. Do get to see some more of the League of Villains coming up after these mock battles. So that is something that's going to be coming up that we're going to be focusing on. And it's actually interesting. They flesh out the characters in the League of Villains. They talk more about them. And they've already foreshadowed this this other group, which I think is like the Metahuman Liberation, Liberation Association or something. Gonna be diving more into that group as well, where it's basically just a bunch of people who think that, you know, hey, we're born with superpowers, why can't we use our superpowers responsibly? Like, if I have the ability to fly, why am I not allowed to fly to work? Why is there a law saying that I can't just I myself to work? Oh, because it could, you know, distract people and it could hurt them. It's like, sure, but like, I didn't ask for this ability. It's not like it's a jetpack and, you know, you're prohibiting me from like using a jetpack. It's like you're prohibiting me from like using my legs. Mm. So it's I love that dynamic that they're going to be having with this group and just kind of seeing them interact with these other characters. Again, just until it gets to that point, it's going to be a little slow for the next couple episodes. And I hate telling people that. I don't want to tell people that. I want to say next week's episode is going to be a banger of an episode. The episode after that is going to be an amazing episode. It's just that this part of the manga it's a little touch and go. It's a little slow in certain parts, and it's really great in other parts. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things that I'm just like, I like every time I feel like I'm watching the anime, I'm just like, man, I really wish this was the manga. Like, this is it and plus, like, yeah, I just got through that part and we'll get through it too. I'll get through it. 2022
there. Guys, that's actually all the topics we have currently today for All Day Anime. We're going to be starting to do that. Well, we've been doing this, and we're going to continue to do this for a trial time period, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all the way until 10:30. Sometimes we'll go over, like today, we're going to go closer to 11. And if you guys have any questions, thoughts, concerns, anything like that, make sure you guys are checking out our email, our website at www.alwtgaming.com. You guys can also email us if you like to. And you guys can email us at leastbetried.gaming@gmail.com. Of course, social media platforms, just type in ALWT Gaming pretty much anywhere, and you guys should be able to pop us up. One thing we do want to leave you off with is a hidden gem. And our hidden gem is one of the animes that we were talking about, which is Yasuke. And that is spelled Yasuke. And that's actually on Netflix. The majority of you guys probably have Netflix as your main visual as your main TV service anyway. But if you don't, make sure you guys are checking it out there, as it is a Netflix exclusive right now. I don't know if it's a time exclusive or whatever the case is, but it is on Netflix, and the plot line goes as such. In an alternate reality, 16th century feudal Japan reimagined with magic and advanced technology, a man named Yasuke went from being in the service of Jesuit missionaries during the Nanban trade to being a warrior and retainer of the service of Lord Oda Nobunaga. In the year 1582, he witnessed the fall of Nobunaga's forces in battle at Honnoji Temple against the army of the Dark General, who serves the warlord Yami no Daimo. With Nobunaga...
Ooh, Daimo!
Daimo, yep.
Daimo? Ooh!
With Nobunaga's right. death and the defeat of his forces, Yami no Daimo assumes complete control of the land. 20 years later, Yasuke tries to put his storied past as a legendary ronin known as the Black Samurai behind him and retires as a recluse boatman named Yasan at the remote village. He encounters a singer at a local bar named Ichika and later agrees to take her and her daughter Sakai, a sick girl with mysterious magical powers, north to see a special doctor who will help with Sakai's condition. After attack by mercenaries who are after Ichika and Sakai, Yasuke is tasked with protecting Sakai while come to terms with his past, dealing with would-be conquerors of Japan, and facing dark supernatural elements as Yasuke and Sakai find themselves in the middle of a struggle against the forces of Yami no Daimo. So there you have it. So it's literally one of those scenarios to where pretty much you have this person that's an ex-military. They don't want anything to do with the past anymore. They moved on, but their past catches back up to them. But again, I mean, so it's kind of a predictable story to a T, but at the same time, it's definitely very interesting. It's just, I'm just kind of curious of how everything's going to come to light. Because again, there's powers, there's mechs, there's werewolves, there's probably going to be vampires at some point. I'm very curious of how this whole thing's shaping out. So if you guys want to give that a go, 6 episodes on Netflix. Make sure you guys are checking it out. Yasuke, spelled Y-A-S-U-K-E. It's not Yasuke. It's Yasuke. That does it here for All Day Anime episode 16, Gravity Mark 2. Any words?
You know me, man. Try something new. You know, if you're not good at cooking, try cooking. If there's a genre of anime that you just haven't seen that you've been putting off, give it a try, mate. You might like it. There's actually a series on Crunchyroll that I have saved to my watch later that is, you know, it's a little different. It's more of a music type of series, and I'm going to be checking that out because that might be our next hidden gem. You never know. Tune in next week to find out.
Yep, you never know. So, again, I'm Malachi36. This is Gravity Mark 2. The schedule for next week goes as this. Monday is going to be our Sin segment, which is Strength in Numbers with TBF Abyss and Mildew Akira, if he's back in good condition. He's been a little under the weather lately. We'll make sure that he's doing well. So be on the lookout for that, for a potential stream on that. But if not, you guys can always catch us on all things the gaming, and that will be on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Normally go until about 7:30 p.m. So stuff that you don't want to miss out: gaming news, content, the whole nine. We were going to talk about the state of play that happened with Ratchet and Clank, the two indie games we talked about that we just reviewed, all that good stuff. That will be Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday is going to be our Smite night. We'll see if Smite's going to piss us off or not, because lately it has been. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 10 p.m. And then all the way back to with us, the duo, you know what I mean, for All Day Anime next Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to have you guys here. We're going to definitely talk about anime, video games, everything like that underneath the video game and anime entertainment sun. Until next time, everybody, control, alt.
Blake.
Peace.